The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Want to roll dice with your favorite bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
Hey, this is Lucky. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
Hey, Tao, it's your favorite number episode, 267.
My next character's name is Devin.
Time for Swim Swim.
we were just talking a whole bunch about Expedition 33 between episodes there, because that game's awesome.
So good.
It's fantastic.
But I immediately went online after finishing the game and bought every piece of official merch I could.
Hey, you've got a shirt on right now.
Yeah, I have a Lumina, whatever it's called.
No, stand up and let me see that. Nice.
Give him the stand.
Nice.
Up. So good. I don't want to start talking about it here, though, because we'll just go forever.
Correct.
I will say, I can't wait to see the Monoko cosplay.
My buddy Randy sent me today a picture of the cosmetic you can get for bald Monoko, and I was like, finally, I can cosplay somebody.
We need to get that other Tucky show going so we can talk about that as well as miniature games.
Correct.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming back for 267, especially extra big thank you to those that have gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Of course, signed up over there to help support the network, help support us, and it's fantastic. And we love getting to meet those people too. I just spent most of the last weekend with Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Came down and played a whole bunch of Old World. It was awesome.
Yeah. Brooks, I'm really happy you're still alive with where you stayed, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he told us he was staying at that hotel, and we're all like, oh!
I was like, you're kidding, right? That's a joke? You might die.
But thank you so much to X-Paxis, Rob, Iron Maze, and Tao, of course, our King Ding Doppeldongers, as well as our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Bicon, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Leroy, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Belisenda, Speaks with Wind, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, and Cord.
Thanks.
Cordix VR. Thank you so much. Let us know who is your favorite Expedition 33 character. Text it to 603-803-3235 and just, you know, help explain why it's SGA.
SK is very good.
Doesn't have to be a playable character, though. They're pseudo playable.
Yeah, you move around as them.
They're your car.
You're right. They're your buggy and your tiny Bronco. That's what I've experienced so far.
Mm-hmm.
I know the two of you nodding your heads know exactly what I'm referencing.
Oh, we know what's to come on your journey.
Yeah. Many tears.
Ready to cry.
Waiting to lap up them tears. Yeah.
And I'm just here.
You'll probably cry too, because you'll probably be in there and be distracted by your book watching. Whatever. Because Eski is there.
That's true.
That was honestly a perfect game. Lindsay really likes watching me play RPGs, especially that have heavy story elements and stuff like that. And then she would go to bed and I would stay up till 5 a.m. playing it and then be late for work the next day. And then I would like info dump on her the next day everything that happened.
Nice.
It was pretty cool.
That sounds pretty good, except for the staying up till 5 a.m being late for work
part. Yeah, it was not great.
How many times did you do that?
3 in a row.
That's too many.
It was.
I was really hoping you'd say just once.
And so it was I only got caught once.
So it only happened once.
Yeah. So then you throw out the old, you know, my kid puked in the car, sorry, I'm late deal, and hope for the best.
It's surprising because you don't have an addictive personality. don't feel great about that. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you should. He's still laughing.
That was good. That was good.
We know some people are addicted to this show. Let's get to it before Ben makes Tim die from laughter like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah. So Lucky and Mina are hanging out with Dr. Eunice Hash after they believe she is the target of some Skaven nonsense. They think she's going to get stabbed in the head with a triangular blade. Meanwhile, Webby's doing his own nonsense back at their dormitory.
I know what you're talking about.
I just imagine it's like Freddy got fingered with the hot dogs, but it's limbs and things.
Oh, you'll know more when I tell you more.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you're with Eunice, but you're not at her place. You're at the Collegium currently.
That's right.
And she's continuing research. You're finding a few connections. You're finding a few things that she may have misunderstood. Do you try to fill her in on that or just kind of say whatever, gloss over it?
On what?
Of her incorrect things.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
In the name of science.
Yeah, they don't grow from rats. They just grow from each other, like regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah.
That seems a bit much.
I mean, I guess I haven't, like, seen it happen, but I think about it a lot. Like, they probably, like, get married and have babies.
You think about Skaven procreation a lot? Or Skaven cultural norms and mores?
I think about them getting married a lot.
I wonder if they do that.
I assume so. Some of them have rings, I think. I don't know that for certain, nor have I witnessed it, but I think they do.
No, not in my experience.
Well, how many alive ones have you been around?
In the name of debate, you seem to have more experience with the live ones, yes.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. I don't actually wish to meet one living.
But I mean, like, they talk, right? They talk to each other and stuff. And they, like, make armor and weapons. And they make, like, gadgets and stuff. And they, like, tunnel in the ground. And I don't
think... gadgets?
Yeah. Like, one of them, they shot stuff at us.
Shot?
Yeah, like big guns.
Guns?
Yes.
Yeah, they, like, use gun weird powder? No, like no, they don't. It's like weird stuff.
And they had like a team, you know. It was not like one of my little cuties here. It was like a large with multiple rats required.
It was like
to operate it.
Yeah,
you know,
it
was like work together.
It was like a big ballista, except it had enough strings to hold it down because they were picking it up.
Oh my goodness, I must take more notes. Well, tell me everything you know about these Skaven.
What was some of the other wrong stuff you had?
I don't know.
Oh.
But that was the only example I gave, I think.
Okay. They know how doors work.
Goodness.
They can open them.
They're quite smart. You know.
Make weapons and open doors. Fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As we know, they can have, like, specific targets in mind.
Yeah, they take prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk
gruesome.
The ones we saw in the sewer were like talking to that wizard guy that probably deucey-doed your rat guy.
Yes,
they talking to a wizard.
They communicate with humans.
They can communicate with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make ritual sacrifices. We saw that in the sewer once. They were like sacrificing a dude. Mm-hmm. They put people in cages.
This is too much information. In a good way.
They kidnapped a little girl.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heinous.
No, I can't remember what her name was.
I knew you were going to make that joke.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Rhea. So I want you both to give me an average intelligence test to try to remember everything you can know about Skaven to tell her. It's plus 20.
Nah, negative one.
Really?
Negative two.
Yeah, I rolled a 76.
I rolled a 71.
So you get a lot of your things mixed up.
Yeah.
With what you've experienced and maybe what you've heard in other places or... Mm-hmm.
They're necromancers. They taught me how to read one time.
Right. Like, you might get them mixed up with other things that you fought and seen in your time.
Yeah.
But you still give her a bunch of information. Like all the recent stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not making tests for that, but like back in the Barren Hills and whatnot, when you fought Skaven there, that...
They keep talking about a pit things. Or something like that, I'm pretty certain.
Are you implying that Mammoth was a Skaven now?
Barren Hills. So maybe I mixed those two up.
I'm pretty sure one was a cook for us for a little while on the boat.
Yeah.
Skaven.
Love it. After another, you know, she's here for probably an hour, maybe two, and she's like, okay, I'm ready to return.
Okay. What are we having for dinner?
I'll have to see what I have in my larder.
What the hell's a larder?
A little crawl space that keeps food cooler.
Oh. Sounds great.
Yes. Mm. So things don't go bad.
Hmm. I just thought food went bad, then you cook it longer.
There are some things you can do that with, but... Yes, let us return to my apartment.
All right, let's return to our apartment.
No. All right, so you head back to the apartment.
And maybe what we should do is maybe we do let her go a little bit ahead.
Mm.
And then we sneak into her house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we hide under her bed.
What if someone is already hiding under her bed, though?
Well, then we'll know, because we're going to be hiding under bed, too. Or one of us will.
That's fair. Okay. Okay, let's her get a little ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be sneaky about it.
Sneaky. So sneaky. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. All right, so I want you both to make a stealth test. Stealth urban, if you have it. She's pretty okay with this plan.
There we go.
So is the idea like to go and like sneak in the back door?
I'm just going to teleport from the next house over or whatever.
Fair. You've been inside. You can teleport pretty easily.
Yeah.
What's Mina going to do?
I'll sneak in the back door.
Okay, so Lucky, use that roll as your language magic instead for teleport.
Then I get in one.
Okay. And then how'd you do, Mina?
I got 3 success levels.
I think it's only 5 to
teleport. It's my stealth test.
Yeah. Gravy.
Okay, so she goes inside and she's like kind of puttering around. And you guys wait outside a little bit. And then Lucky teleports in. And Mina sneaks in the back door, which you feel pretty confident in your sneakiness.
So sneaky.
I'm so sneaky. And we'll say, you know, it's... pretty much winter now, and it's not that late, but it's dark as night is, you know, coming sooner.
Hot.
And I'm going to activate a new map here.
Ooh.
That's not good.
It's an old map. We've used it before, but it's fine.
Well,
maybe you wouldn't be able to see that. You have the name for it? Yeah, you do. Okay, so just so you're not confused about the name for this location.
Okay, so I sneak in the back door.
She have a bunch of windows. Can we like pull the curtains closed or like whatever? So it doesn't, you know, so if someone's lurking and stuff, they're not like, oh, it's a happy family eating dinner. And they think she's alone.
Oh, so it's kind of late at this point, Webby. It's dark. You don't really have windows in your dormitory, but you get the sense that you're getting physically tired. You're getting worn out from all this. What do you feel like you've accomplished today with those 6 success levels?
Okay, so the time we spent together was very important to me. Me and my gigantic mecha carcass thing. When we pan back to me, there is smoke coming out of the top of the door, blood coming out of the bottom of the door, and sparks coming out of either side. I am underneath. Basically, I've strung up the Minotaur arm and I've, you know, spatchcocked it open, and I'm... basically trying to connect a bunch of the little pieces, viscera, to other things that I'm basically under it, like I'm a grease monkey underneath like a pickup truck trying to change the oil. I've got a syringe in one hand and a wrench in another. And so I've done the necessary prep work. Today was all foreplay. Tomorrow we hit the liquid phase, which is going to involve reducing all of the liquids that will go into it, and solidifying the liquids that will come out of me so that it's compatible.
Ooh.
You'll know more when I get there. Also, we will have to sleep somewhere else.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
I'm smoking 2 cigars. Because I'm in Flavor Country, and it's a big country.
Out of both sides of your mouth, or are they, like, right next to each other?
No, they're both... Yeah, I forgot that one was there.
You just put another one in without thinking about it?
Yeah. So I don't know what your question was geared toward, but that was what was going on for me today.
I love it. No, that's perfect. Back at the apartments, it's getting late. You guys have some dinner. She had some pork chops down below.
Oh, wow.
And she has a jar of applesauce. Oh. You have that. And then before long, she's like, well, these old bones are ready for bed. Feel free to stay in the parlor.
I was thinking I would sleep under your bed.
No.
Okay.
If you would like to wait in the hallway upstairs, that's fine.
All right. I'll sleep in the hallway. And by sleep, I mean be on guard.
Oh, very good. So I'll move Lucky. So it's not. So she called it a hallway, but really, you go upstairs and there's like one larger room and then her bedroom.
Is there a table or anything I can huddle under?
There's another bed in here that's been unused quite some time.
Oh, okay. I'll hide under that.
So you're hiding under the bed here. What does Mina do?
I don't think I need to be in the bedroom. I think I will stay downstairs, perhaps, you know, and then there's one of us on each level.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like Griggs to keep watch too.
Where is, like, with you or?
No, somewhere different. But where I can see him.
Somewhere different. Okay. Where?
Under her bed.
So you try to, like, open her door and let Driggs in there to go wait under her bed?
Yeah, I'm going to, like, go in and, like, ask for a cup of water or something, like, or some warm milk, and let him sneak in under her bed.
Okay. She's like, yes, yes, help yourself.
Okay, great. And then I just, like, talk to her for a little bit until she tells me to leave.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Okay, cool.
She's clearly, like, actually very tired.
Gotcha.
Time passes. It's dark. It's cold. You know, the cold is creeping into the house. She's got, so she has a fireplace, but, you know, I'm assuming Mina's downstairs. You're probably keeping it stocked enough, but it's still, the cold is still creeping in through the windows and through the walls. And damn it. And it just, you know, it feels not wrong in here.
Yeah.
But, like, you're both probably very on edge. You don't know what to be expecting, really. I'm going to have you both make a challenging perception test.
Two success levels.
Just one.
So you're in there, and you hear a scream and a quack.
Ah! I jumped right up.
From her room. And we're going to go to initiative. Now it's your turn.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna take off right towards that door and open it. Ow!
That was a great reaction.
Man, there's a rat up here!
Oh, God. I'm on my way!
She has a toughness of 55?
Yeah, get wrecked, idiot.
Why is she so tough?
Because she's a scientist.
But you see this cloaked rat man.
Yeah.
Clearly a Skaven, but it's wearing this black cloak that the ends of it are, like, tattered. And it's just kind of wisping around like there's wind blowing, but the window's closed. And he just stabbed her with a knife. Like a dagger. So you moved, open the door.
Dart him.
You gonna try to dart him? Bring it.
Crit. No, just kidding. It's a 34. So, I mean, a bunch. So that's a 34. So it's 3, 6. Is that only 6 success levels? Where's my language magic? How do I read? Oh, there we go. Yeah, so that'll be
how you read, man.
That'll be 6 success levels. So that'll just add, you know, 4 damage on it. So 9.
9.
She breathing?
Yes.
Okay, dope.
And it turns to you and it's like,
I didn't say nothing to you, man.
And then it's Mina's turn downstairs. You hear the scream and Lucky yelling and everything.
I am sprinting up the stairs.
Oh, wait, she goes before you. But she's just, like, crying and screaming in her bed, clutching at her wound in her belly.
Sprinting up the stairs, drawing one of my cuties. Drawing both of my cuties. What am I talking about?
Okay.
I'm not talking about the easy-to-peel oranges.
That is what I thought of when you said it.
I didn't think of those. That's good. And you see the same thing here. You see this Skaven. It's like he's like long of limb and his tail swooping back and forth with a blade on it. And this cloak that he's wearing is just kind of billowing around. It makes him hard to kind of make out. So you can make one shot.
See, I told you they get married if they can make out.
Lucky for him, I'm not into kissing. I will use a... No. Hang on, what's the thing that I have where I can switch the number? Right?
Damaging?
Yeah.
Damaging is if it's a success, it you use successful. The ones.
I will use a fortune units, point for please. This.
Fortune point.
Because Mima is worth it.
Mima is worth it.
Much better. Okay. All right. So I have one success level. But if the units die as a zero, does that count as 10?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For then. Damage.
For damage.
You go. You swear you would have hit this thing, but it's like Matrix style dodges out of the way.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. This guy, you guys are in trouble. And then it's its turn, and like out of nowhere, like it moves so fast, you don't even see it happen. Where all of a sudden it throws this blade at Lucky.
That's not great.
Wait, do I get an advantage because I made a successful test?
No. You were not successful. He had 7 success levels on a dodge.
That's dumb.
And yes, he can make a dodge there.
That's dumb.
Lucky, you take 10 damage to the body as this knife stabs into you.
Don't I get a dodge check?
Nope.
Why?
Because it's a range attack.
It's point blank.
No, he's not adjacent to you.
You don't have to be adjacent for point blank.
What?
Point blank is just half of its range increment, isn't it?
I do think we are in trouble.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just mean.
Yeah, this guy's nasty.
Oh, yeah, page 297 for point blank.
Yeah.
When I can dodge, right? It just says see page 297.
Oh. I'll take a look. Oh, for what point blank means is range divided by 10. Is what it says there.
Oh, so probably not then for throwing.
The range is 8 yards.
Okay.
So divided by 10.
Would be 0.8 yards.
So no, you're not that close.
Okay.
But yeah, he sticks this knife into you, does 10 damage to the body.
I don't like that.
And a couple of things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Once you record your damage, you got to make put your damage quick. Oh, yeah, just a challenging, I almost said corruption test. Endurance test.
Oh, I wonder what this could be for. Weird. Crushed it. 2 success levels.
Okay.
Not crushed it, but did well.
Okay. You also suffer from 2 poison conditions.
No!
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No. Poison's so bad. So then you get another difficult minus 10 endurance test.
I see that. 3 success levels.
Okay, so you're not poisoned. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, then he's got so many rules. Okay, takes a little shuffle over next to you. So now it is adjacent to both of you. And it tries to... slash its tail at Mina.
Am I allowed to dodge this?
Yeah. No, it's this is a melee attack.
Okay, so I may melee parry then, yeah?
Yes.
3 success levels.
Okay, so you successfully parry. I only had 1 success level there. Oh, I know I'm missing other things here.
When he approached us, did he make a cool test?
Why?
Because I'm frightening.
He doesn't care.
What?
Does he
show me the rule?
He's immune to psychology.
Is he really?
Yep.
Dan?
He's a trained assassin.
Dan, that's dumb. And I don't like it, and I'm going to invoke the golden rule.
I'm going to deny your golden rule because I'm having fun.
Okay.
It is Lucky's turn. Luckily, you're not poisoned.
Is there... I so rarely am in this situation. Is there something... Is it bad to cast when I'm right next to somebody?
No. There's not... You don't have... You don't, like, incur an attack of opportunity or anything like that.
Okay. So... I don't no longer have advantage.
Right. The only one with advantage right now is Mina has one.
Yes.
For defending.
So I would need to roll under a 20 to get a steal life off.
Oof. That's tough.
But that would heal me and fatigue him, and we definitely want him fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think quite yet I would want to spend a resilience to guarantee it.
Hmm. I used a resilience last episode just to change my tires.
That's true. That's true. I'm just going to hope for the best, and I'm going to cast Steel Life.
Okay.
Is this average because we're outnumbering?
Nope.
Okay.
Dang it.
Stuck in the tower again.
I'm going to use a fortune point.
Yeah?
Yep.
Dope.
Look at you getting these points.
Doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
I can't read those dice at all from here.
It's a 49. It's not like a miscast or anything, but...
But not enough.
But not enough.
Mm-mm.
Not enough.
What are the odds I fail 3 times in a row?
Oh! We're gonna get corruption anyway? Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, well, screw it. I'm going to use different dice.
Sigmar guide his hand.
Okay. The tans didn't come out yet. Thank God. Okay, that's a 16. Woo-hoo! So I will get it.
That's enough?
Yes.
You needed a 20.
I needed a 20 or under.
You did say that.
Or under a 20 is what I needed. So that'll do it. So that'll be a steal life. And that'll be a what? I don't know what that does.
What?
Too many character sheets.
You should have one.
It's not on here either. Where'd I write that down? Oh, there it is. Kinda. So that'll be 11 damage. Ignoring Ew. Armor.
Ew.
He'll gain a fatigue level. And I'm going to heal half of that. Is that rounded up or drowned down?
11, he took 7 damage.
Okay, so do I round it up or down? Do I heal 3 or 4?
I don't think there's a general rule for that. I'll let you heal 4.
Okay, I'll take it.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, right? I'm so nice. Don't you forget it.
I'm glad I gave you a 5-star review on that one website.
I did too, and then I told him to wipe front to back.
Is that what the change was?
No, I didn't change it.
I got an email that said you updated your review.
I thought I hadn't submitted it. It was still up, and there was a submit button at the bottom. So I was like, oh, I must not have submitted it. So I hit submit again.
Oh, thank you.
But in the private thing, because you could like send them private stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I told the wife around.
I appreciate that. I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can I use the advantage I just got to disengage?
Yes. Because you didn't move yet.
But that's going to help Mina. You go before me, right?
No.
She goes before you go again.
No, I mean, you go before him, right?
He's at the top of the initiative.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, he has initiative 55, 65 because of a talent.
Balls.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll stay there so you're still outnumbering him.
Okay. I got your back.
I hope so.
I'm just going to kill him.
Okay. Dude, yeah, that'd be great, actually, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, Mina. It's your turn.
I would like to draw my sword.
Shing.
And then we'll see if that shish kebab.
Okay, it's weird. You don't get an advantage for outnumbering. He's just so fast, it's like he's in two places at once.
That's... Okay.
He has the Combat Master 2 talent, so you have to have 6 people to outnumber him.
5 success levels.
You whiff.
That's with your advantage too?
Mm-hmm.
You rolled 8 for stealth. Or, sorry, dodge.
And that's minus 10 from the fatigue and not having advantage?
So 7 success level.
Okay. Hmm.
Mina, you didn't. Did you apply your bonus for being in withdrawal? From Ronaldo Delight?
I did not.
Because that's a thing.
Oh, so you definitely miss him there.
Yeah.
Swing! You still have your move. You want to move away?
No.
Yeah. Good call.
That's entrapment.
It's back to. Actually, he steps back with that. He has another really cool talent called Step Aside. If I use dodge to defend against an incoming attack and I win the opposed test, I can move up to 2 yards as I dive away and no longer count as engaged. And none of your opponents gain a free attack when you do this.
Cool.
You knew that Dieter had this as well, but never got a chance to use it, I don't think. Because he didn't usually dodge. He wasn't nearly as good at dodging as this thing is. Whew. So the back at its turn... It throws another blade at Lucky.
Stop!
And this time he has 1 advantage.
No, he doesn't. I just hit him.
And then he dodged from Mina.
Yeah, but I don't want him to have one.
It cancels out the fatigued.
Yeah.
So you only take... Oh, jeez. Why is it so much? 14 damage to the body.
Okay.
And then I need 2 different endurance tests.
By the way, Mina, Arata, you are not suffering from withdrawal. It's only last for a day, and we are definitively in the next day now.
Dope. Oh, okay. I forgot when she had it last.
33 on the first endurance.
Okay, then a hard, difficult endurance.
She spent all day looking for green colors, like some weird Sesame Street character.
The difficult endurance will be a fail.
Now you have 2 poison conditions.
Damn. So it took 14, you said?
Yeah. To the body.
Hey. Well, here's...
Yeah, this guy is festooned with talents.
Here's the good news. That brought me back to the amount of wounds I wrote down the first time because I forgot to subtract my toughness.
Okay. and then he is going to step up again. Actually, give yourself 1 more health back because he would have been a minus 10 for that because I'm moving. And then he's going to try to tail attack. Wait, do I need to spend advantage for that? Yes, a free attack by spending advantage.
Me?
To stab you with his tail weapon.
Millet parry. 2 success levels.
Alrighty, so you're going to take... So let's see. Difference of... Wait, what? Okay, you have 2 success levels?
Mm-hmm.
So 8 damage to the right arm.
Okay.
This is not great. What does poison do again? Is that damage every turn?
It's basically like bleeding, but harder to get rid of.
Awesome, cool.
let me triple check that we are going to do that right because it's really important. I love the description here. It says he goes after any magic users with these poison throwing blades first.
Ooh. Stupid and also them.
So poisoned. I feel like it's worse than bleeding.
That rat is poison.
So you've been poisoned or injected with venom. This might be one of the first times we've actually seen this happen.
It is, yeah.
So all tests to remove their poison have their difficulty determined by the poison or venom suffered. At the end of each round, you lose a wound, ignoring all modifiers. Also suffer a minus 10 penalty to all tests. Ooh. If you reach 0 wounds when poisoned, you cannot heal any wounds until all poison conditions are removed. If you fall unconscious from poison, make an endurance test after a number of rounds equal to your toughness bonus, or die horribly. At the end of each round, you may attempt an endurance test. If successful, remove a poison condition, with each success level removing an extra poison condition. A heal test provides the same result. Once all poison conditions are removed, gain a fatigue. So it's actually almost exactly the same as bleed.
Yeah.
Except instead of having a percent chance to die, you just die after toughness bonus rounds.
So
unconscious.
How does he get rid of it?
And make endurance checks while still conscious.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's not bad because my endurance is very good.
That's incredible for you. And I got to check what the difficulty is of that poison. I believe in this case you're going to take two wounds at the end of the round, and then you're minus 20 to everything because you have two conditions. Well, yeah, any penalty suffered or stacked. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're minus 20 to everything, and then Mina. Oh, so this is the top of the round. You got poisoned. So now it's your turn, but you are minus 20 to everything.
Yeah. So I am.
You feel icky.
Yep, sure do. I'm gonna spend a resilience and I'm gonna crit steal life.
Hate these points.
Yeah, screw you.
What are you gonna set it to?
11.
11? That's too high. Okay.
And I'm gonna spend a resolve to ignore the poison conditions this round.
Ooh, strategic.
No, I don't need
that's to. That's what I thought you were saying at first.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it do if you roll an 11?
It's gonna do a critical wound.
Oh, so do a critical hit first. So roll me the location.
Did you apply the talent that he took that lets him ignore all critical wounds, Dan?
I tried.
The left arm.
I failed the roll. Okay, so roll D100 to see what it does.
Oh, take that arm from me.
82.
Oh, that's really good.
That arm is coming off.
Deep cut. He takes 3 automatic damage, 2 bleeding conditions, stunned, and torn muscle minor.
Mm-hmm. Get wrecked.
A hard endurance test or go unconscious. This spell.
And that'll do the same amount of damage. It'll do 11.
Oh, I passed. 11 damage. Okay, so again, he takes 7.
And another fatigue condition.
Another?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
And stunned, right?
And stunned. Oh, I think
he did get stunned. From the crit.
Yeah, the endurance was just to avoid going unconscious.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and 3 more damage.
Mm-hmm.
He collapses to the ground, bleeding Skaven blood all over the place.
You see why you should let someone sleep under your bed?
And she's like, no.
Oh, yeah. I'll rush
Griggs
over.
Griggs is like, oh, man, he stabbed her good.
I'm going to go over and heal her.
Minus 20.
Okay.
Actually, no. You just we're going to stay in initiative for a moment with all this going on. It would be Mina's turn next because you need to make the endurance test at the end of the round.
Oh, so I won't add the wounds yet then.
So it's her turn, Eunice's turn. She would scream out like, oh, my God, what is happening? Did you kill it? And then she doesn't actually do anything. She's just clutching, you know, her wound. And then it's Mina's turn.
I have a heal skill.
Okay.
I will go.
You could hurt her.
I could hurt her.
You're not at minus 20, though.
That's true.
I mean, my roll is 0 positive, so at least we're getting somewhere with it.
You could try. Go for it.
I will try.
Okay.
Do I get to count my advantage for this? Is it still an initiative?
I think I've allowed that in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Eunice, I need you to hold still, okay? I will heal you right now. I rolled a 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your intelligence bonus?
3.
So you heal her for 3. Nice.
I'm just going to like hold the blood in until you are over here.
Okay.
Okay.
She's like, oh, that is kind of impressive field medicine. Oh, that really hurts. Okay, so at the end of the round, Lucky, you take 2 damage.
Yep.
Lose 2 wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can make an endurance test, but I got to find how difficult this poison is.
It's okay, Eunice. It might be better if you pretend you are asleep. Right? That's what Webby always says.
Yeah.
Mina's really piecing together things that Lucky has done and things that Webby has done.
Yeah, spin on her and make her pretend to be asleep.
Yep. Yep.
Nice. Oh, that's obnoxious.
We're really good doctors.
I've learned so much.
Okay, so I'm just going to say it's difficult. Because it doesn't give me a second one, but that's what it was to resist the poison in the first place.
Oh, great. Cat 6. So, 5.
6?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sounds like you get rid of both of them.
Yep.
So, you take the 2 damage, but then it works itself through your system.
Okay.
And we'll go out of initiative there, since we don't have to worry about ticking conditions or anything. But you are now fatigued.
Yeah.
I already had a fatigue on you. Why?
I don't know.
You should only have 1. You're 1 fatigued.
Okay.
Whew. Okay. Magic saved the day there.
I don't like spending resilience.
How many got left?
One.
Ooh, those are hard to get back.
Yes, they are.
This thing was gonna kill you, though.
Yep, like,
not probably, kill you, but
he was gonna
get a fate point or both, and then kill her.
Fate point or both? What do you mean? I got three.
Fate point from either both.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so had the poison on the throwing blades. I had a sword. I think I actually has two swords because he has dual wielder as well. Didn't quite use that because I kept
mammoth
stabbing, kind of. Kept trying to stab Mina with the tail because I used my action on the throwing knife instead. Because I thought that was cool. And you got knives in you.
I do.
You're like Deadpool covered full of knives at the end.
Baby knife. I take them out. Take them knives out and I'm going to heal myself up a little bit.
Yeah. Eunice is like, what is that thing? I know it's a Skaven, but...
Yeah, that's a gold, I think. I heal myself for one.
Did you make it average?
No.
So three.
I healed myself for three, but I forgot my fatigue. I healed myself for two.
But yeah, it's laying there in the corner next to the open doorway, just blood pooling out because you'd given it a bunch of bleeding conditions with that crit.
Yeah.
At the end.
Screw that guy. First off. Second off, how'd he get in here? Third off, what'd that cloak do?
For real.
You definitely see some magic swirling around that cloak. Give me a challenging channeling test.
Yeah, I'm actually going to make it not average, but half of average because Grig's going to help me. Well, I'll drop that one over there.
Fatigue, so minus 10.
Oh, yeah, so it'll just be a challenging, I guess. That'll be 77.
Sounds like a...
Yeah, sounds like
a miscast.
Sounds like... No, you can't miscast, can you?
No.
Thank God. Okay.
You're not actually channeling magic.
I said that out loud, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have just said I failed.
No, I just wanted to see if you could determine what winds are around it.
Yeah. But,
like, this is clearly something magical.
Okay. So, yeah, how'd he get in? Is the window open or not?
Window's not open.
Does she have, like, a gimbley?
Yes, but not into here.
Hmm. Probably that cloak. Maybe he's been in here the whole time. Maybe he was in here the whole time.
Maybe.
But he would have known we were in here.
Maybe he snuck in here while we were gone.
Yeah.
Maybe he was under the bed the whole time.
Oh, I should have been under that bed.
I feel like Griggs would have noticed him.
Maybe. It was dark. And full of terrors.
Just for fun's sake, this guy's name is Fleer Twitchkill.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Pretty great name. Twitchkill's a great name.
It is. Yeah, I'm take all the stuff off that body.
Alrighty, give me a challenging athletics test.
What? Why?
Cuz.
Is he gonna blow up?
No.
Oh my god, are you sure?
Maybe. This is a challenging athletics test. What's wrong with that?
He's gonna poop in a poison. Come on.
Poop into poison. Oh, you knocked your crab over.
Knock my crab down.
Getting him all flustered. He's knocking crabs over.
Athletics, you say, huh?
Challenging,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fatigued.
Yep.
-6.
Ooh, that's definitely a fail.
Yeah.
So you take the cloak off, but you really it tears a bit, and it feels like it loses some of its volume.
Okay. Weird. I thought it definitely was going to explode into like a bunch of powder spores and like poison or something.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what else you got on him? More knives?
He had the two knives that you have now and his sword, which you don't have to look at long to see that is clearly that triangle shape, like a bayonet.
Okay.
Like it's just stabbed like that. And he's got two more doses of this poison.
So he was taking actions to apply this poison for these knives?
No, he had it ready beforehand.
He's just walking around. He's walking around with poison knives?
He's a professional, Lucky.
All right.
It actually says that he's very careful with his blades because they're always coated in poison.
Oh, okay.
Literally assassinating at the time.
Right, but he wouldn't poison them other people. Otherwise, they probably would have told us that. Unless it's a dumb glass eye missed it.
You figure he probably didn't think he needed poison for this older woman.
Yeah, exactly.
But I rolled really bad. I made an attack roll against her before you guys got into the combat, and I rolled really bad. It was a success, but he did like 4 damage to her.
Well, let's just start doting on this old lady, make sure she's okay.
Yeah, I had 1 success level against her.
Great.
Yeah, she's obviously very shaken.
Yeah.
She's really, you know, scared, freaked out.
Mm-hmm. She should be.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm sorry. It's not that I didn't believe you. It was so unbelievable. I couldn't believe that they would actually come after me. What is, you've experienced this before? That was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, you're lucky to be alive.
I agree.
You want
Can
some
we
milk?
Go somewhere else
yeah.
the rest of the night? I do not feel safe here. There might be more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Where do you want? You want to go to, like, the bar or something? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's bring her, you know, back to ours.
Yeah.
Ben's face.
We'll go back to the dormitory.
So she's, like, freaking out. We're going to bring her back to whatever hellscape Webby's made.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we are.
What do you do with the cloak?
I don't put it on, probably.
You put it on and you feel like you sneaky.
I'm sneaky as heck.
Sneaky.
You're so sneaky. Okay, I'm going to quick... Well, I'm not going to tell you yet, but you feel like, you know, you feel like a vampire kind of thing where, like, you could hide behind it. You know, not quite a cloak of Lothlorien, but, like, you feel like if you go into the shadows wearing this thing, you'll be practically invisible.
Okay. All right.
And cool. You feel it gives, like, especially if you, like, wrap it around your shoulders, it feels like it's giving you this, like, weird layer of protection more than just a cloak would. But it feels like weightless.
So it would not interfere with any finger wiggling.
It does not give you any armor.
No. Okay. All right, cool.
But if you take some time to, like, attune with it and whatnot, I know Griggs has that detect artifact.
Yeah.
So he could figure out what this does.
Okay, cool.
Easily.
Sweet.
So if you wear it and he's on your shoulder or whatever while you're walking back to the palace, you can make a test for that. I think it's just a channeling test, right?
Yep. Significantly better. That's 23, baby.
Okay, so I'm going to copy and paste this, but I'm also just going to read it for you. It says, wearers of the cloak benefit from the Ward 8 Plus and acquire the stealthy trait.
Ward 8 Plus?
Yeah.
I have Ward 8 Plus right now?
No. However, it is clearly an item of arcane manufacture. If it's removed, the wearer must make a challenging athletics test. Failure indicates its frayed and threadbare cloak is torn in the effort to remove it. The ward save worsens to 9+. The first time this occurs, 10+ the second, and the third time it becomes useless.
Okay.
So whoever wears this right now has a ward 9+.
Okay.
Which is still fantastic.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means when I take damage 10% of the time, I just don't.
20% of the time.
20% of the time.
9+ is a 9 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was rolling 8, 9, and 10.
Oh, it's a D10.
Okay, but I kept failing. I'd roll a 1 every time on Foundry. Thanks, Foundry. And so, like, Griggs kind of tells you this, and he's like, well, you know, gotta be real careful when you take it off, or otherwise it's gonna get ripped and it won't work no more.
Okay.
But, yeah. You stealthy.
Cool.
So you have the stealthy trait, which is actually a creature trait, not like a talent, I'm pretty sure.
I got a bunch of them creature traits.
You are weirdly crewing them.
Yeah.
So while somebody's wearing this, they add success levels equal to their agility bonus to any stealth test.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, like, he made a stealth test and he had an agility bonus of 6. So he was just... so you didn't hear him come in. He had it like plus 9 or something I rolled.
Jeez. All right.
No, I think it was more than that because Foundry didn't factor in the plus 6.
I'm shocked that my one success level on a perception check didn't determine exactly where he was.
Oh, I had 5. So I actually had 11 success levels. Good on Lord. That.
Gross.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Well, all right.
He was awesome.
Let's get out of here.
So once again, you return back to your rooms. And they open. You get questioned a little bit about bringing Eunice in, especially because she's like covered in bandages and was just bleeding. But you guys can, you know, get past any questioning very quickly and easily.
I need to get out the paper.
Right. They know you by now.
Yeah, they do.
And then you go up to the second floor and you open the door to reveal what, Webby?
I am elbow deep in this elbow. I'm just yanking everything that I can out of it. I'm starting with bone and working my way down. It's mostly in an unceremonious pile, probably right in front of the door. I've also desecrated, I'm going to say, Lucky's bed as like a makeshift altar of just, you know, various small animals that I decided to dissect. It's mostly for inspiration.
Oh. So you open the door and she just screams like, oh, my God. And like people come running.
You're gonna make it collapse. And I like point to something that's not quite a souffle, but is definitely a bladder.
A couple guards come running and they're like, what in Ulrich's name is happening in here?
Surgery?
he is.
Give me a charm test.
He's a doctor.
Yeah.
Four success levels.
Wow, and they're just kind of like,
look, man, you guys know me. Is this the weirdest thing you've seen me do?
They're like, you need to clean this up. But
oh yeah, no, okay. It is seriously disinfected except for the parts that aren't.
When the way you said surgery, I thought you were going to go into like a sir or madam.
Me too.
One of the guards is just like, I'm gonna, and just closes the door and they walk away.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this
is like, I'm not staying in there. That's
yep.
No, horrific. We'll find a different room for the evening.
Yep.
This has been the worst 24 hours of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 2 days, I've lost track.
You guys hear something that doesn't sound unlike a power drill.
So, okay. Doctor, so you remember Eunice, right?
I can't hear you. You're terrible to listen to.
Okay. this is not normally how this place looks, by the way. This is the first time I have seen this as well. And I am also aghast.
No, you're a human.
I mean, for now.
Hey. Okay.
But obviously we're going to be a lot safer here than pretty much anywhere else in the city. So.
Yes, I'm sure we can find a guest room. The palace is quite large.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to call it, you know, the Knight Errant or whatever. See if he's around. Hey,
the Knight Eternal?
Yeah.
Siegfried Prunkville?
Exactly. That's the exact words that came out of my mouth. Yeah.
Well, you all look worse for wear.
Yeah, we had a rough day. We just thwarted.
Who's this?
This is Eunice Bags. She's
like, Doctor.
Muriel. Yeah.
Dr. Eunice Hansen, a professor at the Collegium Theological. Oh, what is it you're doing here?
Oh, she was just almost assassinated and we saved her.
Assassinated?
Yeah, look at the gut wound in her belly, man.
I see some crude bandages, yes?
Yeah, so we brought her here for safety because her home was broken into and she was almost killed.
You can't just be bringing in vagabonds from the street. And she's like, oh, excuse me.
Mr. Schuster, or whatever his name is, gave us this job to stop her from being murdered. And here's the note. Probably we still have, and you know, everything checks out. So where's the next guest room we can use, please?
And it takes the paper out.
I have this paper.
Oh yes, I was informed of your work with the watch. Not quite, you know, gallant knight duties, but I'll speak with the chancellor and see if we have any rooms, any beds for the good doctor here.
And, you know, just because someone broke into her house and assassinated her without anyone being able to tell, even though we were there on guard, or Mina was at least, I wasn't around at that time when they snuck in, so I would have stopped it. But, you know, more guard probably. Outside her door.
And like,
well, she's not there. Why would we need guards? You're not making any sense.
No, the whatever room she goes to, she's bad people posted outside, man.
Oh, her room.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you meant the place you just came from. That didn't make any sense to me at all.
So, you go ask the chancellor now. You're excused.
Oh, very good, yes. Goodbye.
So that sucked.
He's the worst.
No, the...
Oh, the Skaven fight too, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah. I'm gonna poke my head out the door. You guys fought more Skaven?
Yeah, just one.
That was an assassin.
Save any for me?
I did bring you a gift.
It's not...
I love gifts.
I will pat myself down and I will reach into my pocket and I will produce in my hand a chicken head.
Ooh, that's just the right size of gear I'm looking for.
I saw that, then I thought of you.
Thank you very much. Don't mind if I unwrap it. And I take out a nail file and immediately go to town.
Do we want it?
Do I want to ask? Worry about it?
Do I want to ask? Don't worry about it.
Just imagine. It'll be funnier if you just imagine.
Okay.
That's true. Theater
Wait a minute.
Mind.
Did someone get poisoned?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice.
That was crazy. Yes, let us regale Webby with the tale of the assassin.
Yeah.
And the trip and to the moor and the eyeball.
Specifically the tails that he was throwing knives at me with, man. Look at these things. I got like...
Oh, nice. How attached to you are you to that poison? And would you like to be less attached to it? And can I have some?
I don't... Sure.
All right, cool. I'd like to extract poison from him.
Give me a very hard minus 30 heal test. Partly because he's already, like, processed it.
Two success levels.
What? All right, so you take...
I'm sorry, we're not in combat, so... Four success levels.
So you get a sample of his blood that you think has some trace remains of this poison in it.
And a whole lot of corruption.
That's pretty true.
That's fine. I can use that too.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Oh, I totally forgot that after he died, the assassin, his flesh disintegrated into nothing.
So and what you're saying
saw
is
saw more magic happen as that.
So what you're saying is I didn't fail an athletics test to take it off him because there was nothing to take it off of.
Let me think. So it says if you kill him before he kills Hash, please, a remarkable thing happens. His body dissolves. His flesh disintegrates into nothing. When it's finished, all that remains is a stained piece of cloth. Okay. So I missed that little bit of a paragraph. It does have the ward 8+.
Hell yeah.
But Greg, so we'll say that you learned this because Greg's warned you, like, hey, it's real delicate.
Yeah.
When you like not when you're wearing it, it's fine, but if you take it off, you gotta be real careful.
Okay.
Which is just stupidly good. It says you're regaling Webby with the tales of this near-death experience for everybody but him. Mina and Lucky both gain 50 points of experience for killing the assassin and saving Professor Hash, because if it killed her, that's real bad. When last episode Webby was like, let's just take a couple days off, I was like, uh-oh, she did, because I had set things in motion for that. And then you get 10 points for gathering some evidence. His body is gone, but you have the cloak and like his weapons all stayed behind. And like the throwing knives, I should have described a bit better. They weren't actually throwing knives, like knives, but they were like more like shurikens shaped in that triangle Skaven symbol.
Okay.
That's what you got stuck with, two of them.
So.
And then that triangle shaped sword they've been killing people with.
And we also got two vials of poison.
Two vials of poison, yeah.
I'll definitely give one of those to Webby.
Oh, yeah. That's the primo stuff. From out west, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you guys have any skills to identify that poison?
Lore herbs?
Lore medicine?
Or trade herbalism? Melee polearm?
No.
Lore anatomy?
Nah, you're not really... Like, you know what it did. You know it hurt.
I know
it hurt. A lot, but you don't know what poison it is. Neither of you are experienced there. So you could take time to research it at some point, or you can, like, find somebody that would know. But yeah, you have two
vials. Or we could just test it on like a fish or something. Oh,
that's true.
So for now, you can put in your notes like you have each have a vial of like assassin poison. So that way we know what for me to reference back.
Did we recently get 500 experience for something?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
How much experience recently do I get for telling jokes for a living?
I'll give you, we'll do 20 for what you were up to, and then everybody can have another, what are you at?
60.
We'll do another 20 for role playing, because I gave you experience not too long ago.
More than I expected to get, thank you.
Yeah. Also, while you're sitting around talking about this and kind of, you know, catching your breath after nearly dying, you do feel full determination at stopping this murder, and you do get your fortune points back.
It does feel good to, like, help out the little guy.
Yeah.
Do I get fortune points back for getting all up in them guts of that Minotaur arm?
Absolutely.
So didn't expect that. Cool.
Once the secretary lady handed over that note, it was like, okay, the clock is ticking. Mm-hmm. He was going to try to kill Hash that night regardless. And if you guys, you could just beeline right to it. You potentially skipped other things. There are other ways to try to figure that out, but it worked out that you've already met Hash, so you're able to see her and figure out, like, oh, like you said last episode, like, oh, she's definitely a target because she's like anti-Skaven.
Yeah.
Or trying, you know, she's trying to let people know about them.
Yeah.
And they can't have that.
Can't have that.
Whew. All right. Had a couple nasty encounters lately.
That was crazy.
It's pretty great. I love this stuff.
You love that.
Maybe we'll get another one next time in 268 next week.
Good thing we just got back our fate. No, we didn't.
Oh,
never. No. You just got back fate like a while ago. Not too long.
I just said the wrong one. I meant fortune. It just didn't rhyme.